Administrators at St. Joseph's Hospital Health Center in Syracuse are closing two urgent care facilities and laying off employees. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the measures are a result of losses related to the COVID-19 pandemic.
St. Joe's CFO Meredith Price says in the last few months, revenues from elective surgeries, which were put on hold for 2 months, have dipped at a time when the costs related to preparing staff to handle coronavirus cases continue to increase.
We had a significant financial loss in the month of April. Our overall revenue was down around 50% to what it had been running on a pre-COVID baseline, and costs had clearly escalated as a result of training staff and PPE and all of the equipment and things that were needed. So we did see a nearly $18 million loss in the month of April.
Although the hospital is starting to recover thanks to more elective procedures, Price says it will take a while to get back where St. Joe's was operating prior to the pandemic. So they're cutting jobs, primarily administrative positions. St. Joe's is one of several hospitals in the region suffering financially as a result of the pandemic. Congress loaned hospitals billions as part of the stimulus bill, but many across the country are still struggling to raise the revenue to repay them, which is why representatives like Central New York Congressman John Katko have introduced a bill that would forgive those loans. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.